We're called Kusag, Colby, Osama, Glenn, Kusagal. Welcome to Kusagal, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. In our weekly show, we talk about all things TikTok and Snapchat marketing.
Don't forget Facebook, the key to everything.
Today, let's talk about our Black Friday Cyber Monday.
What did we do on each account?
Let's talk about our accounts. I'm going to pick someone to start. Colby, you're it.
I want to do some year-over-year comparisons from Google here. Start on the 20th. We'll go to 27th. We'll do previous year. I can talk about my little breakdown here that I've got for Black Friday. I've been using a cool little script I'll talk about in a second. What do we got from performance perspective? ROAS down a little bit. While that sounds like it might be something to be concerned about, we can see that we've increased the budget by 65%. And we actually increased budget more than Facebook had in this period. And we're still able to come out on top for the brand from a year-over-year perspective. So that was super cool to see. One of the things that we're touting here and we're really enjoying using right now, of course, we're not using PMax. We are using standard shopping. The reason we like standard shopping is you have much more room to actually push budgets and not run into any sort of weird ceilings that you can't see. You also just get a better sense of cold traffic. So let's just go standard shopping setup. And then when we're looking at the ROAS by time, we can see that getting around 450 here, and that is, oh, sorry, we got 256 here, and this is in-app. So when we go north theme, this number is actually higher because standard shopping is so terrible at being attributed through Google. One of the things I want to talk about here is the Flow Boost labelizer script that I'm using. And I'm just going to try to simplify it as much as possible. So basically, you install a script into your Google Ads account, and then it will categorize your product into four categories, might be four or five, and there's under index, over index, near index, index, and basically all of that's based off of a target ROAS you pick. It has a look back window, and basically it will look every 30 days minus the conversion lag, and then it'll start to populate items. I had near index and over index, and I was able to create a campaign based on basically the visibility and performance of my products. And so the way I've set this up is knowing that my under index products, those are the ones that aren't selling too good, I'm going to give them a higher TROAS. So I started this out basically looking at the different categories. I'm sure if you had a really wide account and lots of budget, you could make campaigns for all, but I basically put all of my better performers in one campaign, the no index, which we like to refer to as those that aren't getting enough love, and then your under index, which are your underperformers. Before I assigned these target ROASs, I basically just took a look at it and knew that my near index, over index, and index, these are my performers. So I started out and gave them a really low target ROAS. I gave it 50%. And I just knew that way all the guardrails would be taken out. Google could just go all out. And from what I've been seeing, it's not only spending all of its budget, but it's continuing to get a better ROAS than its target. And then when we look over North Beam, we're seeing that it's also delivering there. And then I just followed that same idea. No index, I picked somewhere in the in-between. Right now, that's not much, but I'll get there in a second. And then for under index, I gave it what I call a safety. So I was at within the 300 or 400 ROAS. So then you have a nice little safety blanket where you can be the most aggressive in your items that are going to perform, and then have that level of safety for those products that might not sell as well. And so the next thing that we actually have been doing here is we've been noticing something interesting within Google. And to do this, you have to actually log into the Google mobile app and go into the setting, try to adjust your target ROAS or TROAS. It'll give you a recommendation for what that TROAS should be. And we've been adjusting that. Some of us do it daily, some of us do it every 3 days. The more the better. I'd say during Black Friday, though, I was a little more careful during this period. But we've just been adjusting that. And basically, it seems that Google can continually hit those TROASs. And we are also beginning to get full spend from those days. So I don't know if you want to call it a hack or what you want to call it, but it's working for now.
John's been posting in his socials about how he's been using the Google app that you can download on iOS and Android. Then you log in the accounts. And then for argument's sake, let's just pull up one of those campaigns and see where it's got bidding TROAS, just change bid and just pick something else. I don't know, anything really. Just go, instead of target ROAS, no, let's change it to...
Oh, I see.
Go maximum. Now, each day you go in there, you won't see recommended target ROAS. You don't see that in the web. However, inside the iOS and Android app, in each day, it might change. As part of a scaling strategy that we've been using over the last 2 months or so on, and what John's been disclosing to us, we go into the app every day and we will look at that recommendation and we'll look at the account and go, will we change it? Won't we change it? Now, this isn't, I haven't been doing this religiously and changing it religiously. I've been looking and doing a few modifications and looking at something going, if it's looking at a campaign saying, oh, you need to change your ROAS to 300 to 450, I'll go, no, I don't want to throttle my campaign. So I might go 300 to 320, but sometimes I might. It all depends on what I'm doing. Now, I kicked off at the start of October. So we were prepping for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and we were prepping to go, right, we need to scale, we need to spend and get really aggressive moving into that Black Friday, Cyber Monday period. But we had a certain weekly spend and we had a certain monthly spend. That with a combination of a few other strategies and using this bidding, this T-ROAS recommendation in the campaigns, we slowly scaled up, down, up, down, up, down. So we're using this stair-step method of what I would do is you'll see a target ROAS. I'd go into the app, it'd say, change your target ROAS to 200. So I might change it to 200. I'd go in 1 or 2 days later, it'll say, change your ROAS to 220. I'd change it to 220. And then after 2 more days, it might say, no, change your target ROAS back to 130 because performance was bad. So I'd drop it back to 130, but then I'd increase the budget by 20%. And then what would happen most of the time is performance would take off, spend would take off, and then I'd repeat. It'd be like this stair step, up, down, up, down, up, down. So every time I saw a recommendation to reduce the ROAS, I increased the budget. And that is a strategy that we've been using. There is a bit of, what's the word I'm looking for? Discretion in what you use, but the iOS app and the Android app will always show you.
Let's talk about Black Friday to a completely different strategy.
It's one of the strategies we've been using leading up into Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
We've been using it pretty aggressive. Glenn said it does come down to discretion and if it even makes sense to make the change. And honestly, the time period you're in as well, for starters, if you're set to 250 and it's increased it to 900 or 1,000, don't do that. And then at the same time, if you're set at 200% and you're going into a heavy sales period like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that's like our original topic, but you want to spend more money at that time, right? You want to bring in more customers. So at that point, instead of increasing or holding that TOS, you want to pull back, which is what I did for one of my clients. Like we were set at like 100%. I pulled back to 50 because we wanted to push those campaigns very aggressively and we didn't want any limitations on them. So a lot of it is changing it continuously and a lot of it is judgment calls as well. So that's the caveat. Don't blame us. Make sure you think through as well.
The strategy that I was dealing with this client moving into the Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So these are the 7 days. We were doing snapshots using this same strategy. We would also break out standard shopping. And with Google Ads, we're at 20,000 a week spend there, rev here about 63, and this was their global. Now moving this same strategy, moving up, down, up, down, up, down, we were able to move it from 19 rev spend 63 up to the last Black Friday. So this is the last week up to 37,152. Now that's obviously Black Friday, but we've been able to scale that up. We've been able to, what should happen now as the performance start dropping off, we will move back down to say maybe this level, not this level, down to 19 or 10,000. We should be able to maintain around $30,000 a month. We might not see $150,000, $100,000 performance, but we've been able to push the performance up, train Google to get there. And now we're going to see a slight drop off. But what we'll do moving into next year is we'll do the same process. We'll keep stair-stepping and moving up using the recommendations. We'll probably do a little bit more of an in-depth about that in the coming weeks. We might deep dive into an account, do a screen share of the app and show the recommendations. But that's just a strategy that we've been working on over the last 6 weeks. That's just one of them, using the in-app ROAS. We've got other strategies as well where we're using 3-tier, 4-tier, 5-tier builds. Colby's mentioned the FlowBoost labelizer, which we've actually fallen in love with. What we're hoping is we'll get Floris, who's the inventor of it, on a call with us. Once we get a bit more data, we're going to drill Floris and do a deep dive and get some recommendations from the creator of the script itself and we'll show him the performance that we've been getting.
I keep my Black Friday promotions on Google pretty simple. Honestly, the only things I run are Merchant Center promotions. I don't run any YouTube promotions. I don't run any display. And I launch a brand campaign with the promotion pinned to position two. Where position one is essentially the brand name, some form of brand message. And position two is whatever the promo is, 30, 40, 50% off. And I actually had two major clients I worked with through this. I pulled where I doubled my budgets on my brand campaigns because I was trying to grab as much brand traffic as well. And I saw people were bidding on me. So I did that. So I spent a lot of money on brand, but that's fair because Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And the way I did that was I increased spend and I basically decreased the target it was supposed to hit. So if I had a ROAS target of 1200 on it, it was pulled down to 500. So there's nothing holding it back. And then I did the same thing with my cold campaign where it was 160, $170 CPA for this brand. So what I did to that campaign was I pulled the ROAS targets back from 100 to literally 50 because I wanted that new customer introduction into the brand while they might buy in a different scenario, right? So what's interesting about, I got the most amount of new customers from my top of funnel campaign into this account during that time period. I didn't get the most amount of revenue, but the most amount of new sessions were generated from that campaign. Now, overall, this account did 188% better than last year. This is a mix of Google, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, whatever you want to call it. Everything combines. But we did 188% uplift. We hit all our profitability goals and stuff like that. So that's good. The other account, they did really well too. But what's interesting here is that we only got a 3% boost in convert revenue. But here's the interesting part about this is that last year, we were spending an insane amount of money on advertising, Facebook, Google, to the point where we were spending almost $1 million a month on Google ads. And this time we only spent around, I think it was like $250,000 a month right now. It's because they were focused on profitability and we just different changes in structures internally. So what you see here is we actually had a 32% less online sessions, right? But we maintained the amount of orders. So realistically, the profitability for these days, it's pretty high because we didn't spend as much as we were and we got all the traffic we wanted and the same amount of revenue. Although this looks bad, it actually isn't. We held tight, we spent less money, made more money. That's all I got.
Remind me of a point that I probably should have made for my account too, but I didn't show it in Shopify was just with some of the methods that we're talking about. Yeah. I also had a situation where Facebook had spent significantly less. And despite that happening, we still saw 5% increase from a revenue perspective. And right now I want to give that credit to a mixture of standard shopping and of course managing your TROAS is the script. Of course, I think that's really been to YouTube, a little bit of discovery. I can't say I've been pressed with discovery or demand gen as of late, but I'm hoping someone comes up with a use case to really.
Yeah, I think moving forward in the next couple of weeks and with more performance data that we'll have under our belt, we should be able to come up with some pretty unique strategies for using the scripts, but also the tiers with the standard shopping that we've been setting up. I'm doing a combination of PMAX and standard shopping, and I'm trying to make PMAX be the cold top of funnel type of situation and let PMAX scoop up more non-branded keywords and branded keywords. So we don't want PMAX chasing brand. If we're going to use PMAX, we want PMAX to be more of a prospector. And it's obviously got the black box in there. But I don't think we've got enough data yet to make a definitive decision. And we are coming on the back of a sale period. But I think moving forward, I know I will have some interesting case studies to talk about using a combination of Performance Max and Standard Shopping together. I think overall, I know my clients were pretty happy with the performance that we've had.
I think I read that globally, sales were up 22%.
Wow.
Maybe we'll get a fact checker to see if that's real.
So I have another client. It's more like an international brand that I haven't shared. It's more like soap and organic soap and stuff like that. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, dead. Like people were saving money from that. And immediately the day after, I think it was Saturday, all of a sudden I'm spending money again. All of a sudden, like my stuff is converting again. So it's great now, but those 4 days were painful for this guy, for this client.
Keeping an eye on things for the holidays, depending on what you're doing. I think for e-com, Some companies are still running promotions. You rose your budgets like big time for those few days, and you should pull back.
One of the things, also be careful with market conditions when you're making change. Like, we've had 4 dead days. Don't get impulsive and go around, I need to do something, I need to do something, I need to do something kind of situation, just because it's a market condition. It'll recover on its own. So just leave it alone in scenarios like that. Let things turn around like we did with Black Friday. So, I mean, we knew it was a market condition where people were just holding money to spend on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. And as soon as things were past that point or beyond that point, it just recovered on its own. I don't have to go in there, make negative keywords, launch 3 new campaigns or whatnot. A lot of the time it's just being patient and knowing when to make changes. That's half of your ads.
The hard part should be done right now. If you're doing lead gen, B2B, things should be slowing down.
Those are good dying times to just fast.
Right. Do some research for your clients, show them some value. Say, hey, this is what we saw in this quarter, et cetera, et cetera. I find that's a good time to do that because you might not be doing rigorous optimization.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. Leave us a comment on whatever the heck you want us to talk about.
Do us a comment, do a like, hit that subscribe button up here.
Smash that like button.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Kasim here. If you're running Google Ads, even if your campaigns are successful, my years of experience have taught me that there are almost always enormous improvement opportunities. Now, what if the best Google Ads agency in the world was willing to review your Google Ads campaigns for free and provide you with a comprehensive action plan, no cost or obligation? Notice, I didn't say audit or evaluation. I said action plan, a bullet point by bullet point breakdown of exactly what needs to be done to improve your Google Ads campaigns. Yours to keep, no cost or obligation. Head over to solate.com to get a free Google Ads action plan customized for your business. No strings attached. That's SOL8.com. SOL8.com.